Day's album Rewind will be released on July 13th. It's on the Virgin label. To hear more from him, check out npr.org. If it's love, why do I feel so sad? Can I hear you say, yeah, yeah? Can I hear you say, this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg.
Support for NPR comes from the Northwestern Mutual Foundation, charitable arm of Northwestern Mutual, financial network representatives providing retirement planning solutions, nmfn.com. From Whole Foods Market, supporting the Marine Stewardship Council's program for well-managed fisheries. More on sustainable seafood at wholefoodsmarket.com. And from the Ford Foundation, reporting in its magazine FFR on Nigeria's new approach to fighting AIDS in Africa. On the web at fordfound.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
From NPR News in Washington, D.C., this is Weekend Edition. I'm Susan Stamberg. Good news, bad news this week in medicine. The good news, the Food and Drug Administration has approved a medical device to help blood circulate. The bad news, it's the application of leeches. For the first time, the government has said it's okay to market the slinky blood suckers to help remove blood that's pooled under skin grafts or clear out blocked veins. Leeches were used medicinally for thousands of years. They're still in use in many American hospitals, but now the little guys have a pedigree. Can unionization be far off? After the newscast, senior news analyst Daniel Schorr circulates the week's news. It's Saturday, July 3rd, 2004.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The U.S. military says it has struck a blow against the insurgency by discovering a car bomb factory in Iraq. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Baghdad.
The U.S. military says four vehicles being adapted for use as car bombs were found. At the same Baghdad site, they also discovered Kalashnikovs, ammunition, timers, computer parts, and Iraqi currency worth more than $8,000. Insurgents have repeatedly used car bombs to strike against U.S. and Iraqi security forces. This discovery was described by a U.S. military spokesman as a blow for the insurgency. He said it was found during a two-day sweep for weapons. Elsewhere, this turned up roadside bombs, rocket-propelled grenades, and detonators. And there are reports, too, of an attack on a British military convoy. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.
There are also reports out of Baghdad.